Hello, and a warm welcome to our start-stop reflection for this week, recorded at St. Stephen Walbrook. I'm Stephen Baxter. As we continue our progression through the Gospel of John, our passage this week is the first seven verses of the ninth chapter of the Gospel, in which Jesus encounters a blind man after leaving the temple in Jerusalem. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. It's just after the Jewish festival of booths or tabernacles, for many the favorite festival in the Jewish calendar, when tens of thousands of people would have gathered in Jerusalem to commemorate the time when the Jewish people lived in tents in the wilderness after the exodus from Egypt. One of the features of the celebrations were torch-lit processions, and also the contrast between light and dark is a dominant theme. As he leaves the temple, Jesus spots a blind man who was probably by the temple gate where the infirm and disabled often gathered. The immediate reaction from the disciples is to ask Jesus about the cause of his blindness, which they saw as due either to his sin or that of his parents. This points to the belief among many at the time that suffering or disability were directly linked to sins committed. Concepts of reincarnation and karma, meaning cause and effect, are present in Greek philosophy and Eastern religions and would have been known about by the people of the time of Jesus. And indeed, in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, and as written behind the Wren altar at St. Stephen Walbrook, we are told that God will punish future generations for sins committed. Jesus instantly rejects such a direct link between deeds or misdeeds and suffering and disability, such as blindness. Some suggest that the phrase, "so that God's works might be revealed in him," should be better translated as, "let the works of God be revealed in him." We are all born so that God can work through us. God does not create evil, nor does he need evil to show his glory in contrast. Many of us, when we encounter evil today, will look for a reason. Many may believe the misleading teaching that prosperity or doing well is a function of good works or faith, and that the inverse, not doing well, is a function of evil deeds. Of course, turning away from the light of God may well have consequences. Living a life of crime, for example, will often lead to a turbulent, unhappy life with danger and suffering. And the effects of the evils of warfare, exploitation of people, our abuse of the planet's resources may cause hardship and suffering for future generations. But there is a cruel randomness in much evil and suffering, as we have seen in the pandemic, and as we see when someone close to us suffers. A randomness that the sufferings of Job in the Old Testament point to. There is no explanation for this randomness, but God came into our world to be alongside us as the Word made flesh in Jesus Christ to work against evil, to fight darkness, to shine light as the light of the world. And through him, ultimately, all darkness and random evil and suffering will be no more. On seeing the blind man, the disciples ask philosophical questions. Jesus, however, acts decisively in compassion to provide light and to provide a signpost to the power of God. Evocative of God's creation of Adam from dust, Jesus rubs paste, made from dust in the man's eyes, and he is cured. He sees, and later in the chapter, we hear that he sees fully, sees Jesus for who he really is, and the man's life is fully transformed. The one sent by God sends the man to the pool named Sent on his journey to this transformed life. What opportunities this week will we have to shine the light? How can we provide opportunities for God to work through us? May we allow God to break through our reluctance, our nervousness about getting involved, our sense of inadequacy, our fear of failure. We are all made for the work and light of God. The prayer of St. Richard of Chichester. Thanks be to thee, my Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits thou hast given me, for all the pains and insults thou hast borne for me. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly. Amen. Thanks for listening. Do keep an eye on the church's website for our online activities. And we hope to provide an update on plans for reopening and the events for Holy Week and Easter shortly. Take care and God bless.